Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Let me know if you guys can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me. Tonight, I am your host, hopefully with the most. My name is Ben Shelton. If you are hearing this for the first time, if you're hearing me for the first time, I'd like to welcome you. This is Blog Talk Radio, Talk Straight. I am your new Thursday night host. Mr. Dockery has given me the green light to be able to share with you folks, to be able to present as much value as I possibly can, and to be able to just to give some light from a different perspective from the young folks. Tonight, we have a special video. I shouldn't say video. We have a special show. It's called The Rule of 72. Bear with me. Just give me 1 minute. Let me know if you guys can hear me fine. If so, give me a holler. Tonight, we got a special show. It's called The Rule of 72. So while we're getting ready for the setup, because we're going to be getting started here in a minute, while we're getting ready for the setup, I just want to take the time to thank everybody for joining us. This is going to be a pretty, I don't want to say juicy topic, but this is going to be a pretty good topic, something that you can definitely dig your teeth in to learn about if you're willing. I'm also going to get started here live on Facebook. That way we can let all our friends know that we are recording and we are ready to discuss the Rule of 72. Welcome, Facebook. Welcome, everybody. Tonight's topic is the Rule of 72. So if you're brand new, you're joining us for the first time, I'm your host. My name is Ben Shelton. I will be disc jockeying this thing tonight. I will be your radio host for Talk Straight. And we have a special guest on today. His name is Mr. Justin Lloyd. He's a financial coach, and he's going to help us out and give us a little insight about the Rule of 72. So just to kind of give a little bit of preference of what we're going to be talking about here in these kind of conversations, there's three main components of things that I really like to discuss. One, financial topic is very important. It's a very valuable thing that everybody has to have understanding of, especially if you're an adult in America. You have to have your finances in order. We're going to talk about family life, which is very important, because that's another thing. If you're an adult and you've grown up for some time, you're going to realize that I got to get my family life in order. If you already have a family, you got to, some things that we can work on. And then your spiritual life. That's another topic that's very near and dear to me. So those three things are the things I'm most passionate about. So on Thursday nights, if we're having a topic, it's typically going to fall in that range. So tonight's episode happens to be about a financial topic. And this is why we have a financial coach, Mr. Justin Lloyd, somebody who's very dear and near to me. I'll introduce him in a second when he gets on here. He's somebody who I've known for over 10 years, or has it been over? Yeah, about 10 years now. And this gentleman is a very intelligent man. So I want to have him be able to come before this audience, before my audience, before his audience, and just kind of discuss the Rule of 72, some things that we need to be aware of when it comes to these banks and how we're operating and how they're operating. So just a second here. I'm going to allow somebody to chime in for a second. I see I have a caller here. So just give you a second to introduce yourself, and then we're going to be able to get started pretty soon. Nine 954, you want to give us a second to introduce yourself?
This is me.
Yes, 954. You got the floor. We're just doing our introduction at the moment.
Good afternoon. My name is Joshua Horton.
Hey, Joshua.
I've been here before.
Okay, great, Joshua. Well, Joshua, we're glad to have you on. Tonight's topic is the rule of 72. We're discussing the rules of the bank. So tonight, if you just want to just chime in whenever you got a question or anything like that, just sit back and relax. And Mr. Lloyd is going to come on here in a minute, and we're going to have a discussion about the rule of 72, which is a rule that the bank uses, but I won't go into detail because I'll allow him to explain and I'll allow him to lay it out, and we'll give some feedback that way, and everybody can learn from it. Does that sound fair?
Amen.
All righty. Just bear with me, Joshua. So in the meantime, between time, I'm going to once again say my hellos to everybody. I'm your host for the night, Ben Shelton. Tonight we are discussing the rule of 72. Mr. Dockery, who is our typical host, he has allowed me to graciously be able to speak before you guys on Blog Talk Radio, Talk Straight in particular. That's this radio show's call. It's called Talk Straight because we like to give it to you as raw as we can. We like to be as plain as we can, and we like to get into some of the nitty-gritty of the topic that we'll be bringing to the floor. This is a show that's meant for some dialogue. This is a show that's meant for some intrigue. This is a show that's meant for people to learn and for people to be able to come aboard and see what's happening and see what we can do and see what we can learn and see how we can better ourselves. So that's what we're here to do tonight. We're here to better ourselves. We're here to learn more. We're here to be able to commune as a family, we're here to commune as a group. We're here to be able to get some information. We're here to network. If you have connections that you'd like to pass along, we're welcoming them. You're all welcome to share information, pass information. That's what this platform is made to do. This platform is made to pass information along. This platform is made to talk with people who you may have not have met before. This platform is made to get some information that you may not have seen before. Hey to everybody that's on Facebook. I was just introducing myself to the world out there on Talk Straight. This is the Blog Talk Radio Show. We have it here. You can call in if you'd like once this topic gets going. The number for you to call in is 657-383-0944. Once again, if you would like to call in, if you'd like to give some input, the number is 657-383-0944. And that way we can get some feedback from you, seeing if you guys are learning, seeing if you are picking up anything in this conversation. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help each other as much as possible. Tonight, we're having a financial topic. I mentioned this before. The three things that I'm most passionate about when it comes to my community and when it comes to my audience and when it comes to my friends and family, I'm passionate about discussing the financial matters and elements. I believe every adult should have that together or should be working actively to get that together. y'all knows I'm always working on getting myself together. We're going to be discussing our family life. Some of us have already have families, and some of us are looking to start families. So we're going to be discussing ways that we can get ourselves together and get ready for that, because that is a large step. And then the other thing that we're going to be discussing is our spiritual life, our walk with the Creator, or I'll walk with the Almighty. So that's something that those are topics that you may hear me intersectingly speak about, or we'll speak about them individually. But tonight's topic specifically is called the Rule of 72. The Rule of 72. It is games that the banks play with your money and our economy. So Mr. Justin Lloyd, he is our financial coach who's going to speak with us tonight. He is going to help us out and give us some insight about some things that we just may not have known about. I'm here to learn. Hopefully you guys are here to learn. If you've already known something about the Rule of 72, then great. Expound upon it. Call in at 657-383-0944. I'm going to put that here in the chat. Call in. Call in at 657-383-0944. If, like I said, if you already know something about it, about the rule of 72, give us a call, give us some insight. We're going to let Mr. Lloyd give us the floor first before we discuss it, because we want to give him the opportunity to lay it out. And then, like I said, if you have any extra, by all means, we're happy to hear from you. There's a lot of things that are going on in our economy in this day and age. You guys may be aware of it, I'm sure, because a lot of us work jobs, and oftentimes, you know, the economy is intersecting, not oftentimes, it is intersecting with a lot of our jobs. You know, a lot of, there's a lot of people that are not working right now. There's a lot of, you know, the price of houses is going up, lumber is going up, metal is going up. There's a whole lot of stuff that's going on right now. But for today, we're just going to be discussing simply the rule of 72, because that's something that's directly affecting you if you have money in the bank at this very moment. So tonight, Mr. Lloyd is going to come on. He's going to grace us, and he's going to help us get some insight on that. And then, you know, in the future, in the near future, potentially, we can talk about some places, and maybe even some tonight, we can talk about some places on where we can put our money. I know cryptocurrency is very hot right now. There's a lot of people that are touching and dealing with some of the stock markets as well right now. There's something that's very popular. There's something that's very people are getting engaged with, which is good. We want to make sure we're using every avenue that we can. We don't want to be ignorant. Ignorant is what allows you to be fit to be a slave. You don't need to be a slave to what's going on around you. We need to be free. So the way that we get freedom is by through information and by acting on that information so that we can be empowered. So tonight, we're going to be discussing the rule of 72. That is our topic. And when Mr. Lloyd is able to join us, he'll be able to give us some deep insight. In the meantime, between time, if you are here and you want to say hi, you can give us a call, and then you can let us know that, hey, you'll be listening. You can give us a call at 657-383-0944. We would love to hear from you. That's the number to call in on the radio tonight. We're live through Blog Talk Radio. That's the medium that we're using to have this discussion. I'm also speaking to you guys live on Facebook tonight as well. But the main source of what we're having a discussion from is Blog Talk Radio. So if you would like to call in, if you'd like to chime in, we'd be happy to hear from you. That'll be able to keep this conversation going. This is something that's very important that we all need to be actively engaged or aware of, is making sure that we got our finances in order. So tonight, with this rule of 72, we're going to learn a little bit about how the bank uses our money. Some of us may have already known some of these things, which is fine. That's good. But tonight we're going to be discussing specifically what kind of rules or what kind of plays are being made with your money. So tonight, that's the topic. Once again, you can give us a call in at 657-383-0944, and we'd be happy to hear from you, because it's important to share information from each other. You know, there may be some information that I have that you don't have. There may be some information that you have that I don't have. But if we're never openly sharing this information, how are we going to be able to grow from it? The point of this is as a community, and I'm at least starting with the community that I have. That's why I'm talking to you guys live on Facebook. A lot of you guys I know personally. Some of you guys I just know through online, which is fine too. But for the most part, I know everybody here personally. And if we're able to share, if we're able to take some time to have these kind of conversations, to be able to support each other, to be able to give each other insight on what we can do and what can be done, you know, as a community, then we can all take information from each other and we can move and we can progress forward. If we're not having these conversations, what other kind of conversations are we having? We need to have conversations that's going to propel us forward. There's plenty of entertainment going around. Right now, it's probably an NBA game going on at this very moment. You'll never find a shortage of entertainment. So if you're looking for entertainment, we can be entertaining in these conversations, but there's never a shortage of it. But you know what there is a shortage of? There's a shortage of knowledge, not necessarily that exists, but there's a shortage of these kind of conversations that are not happening enough, in my opinion. I'm not saying they don't happen. I'm not saying that they're not happening right now. But in the community that I'm in, I'm saying we should have these conversations more. So as a result of us needing to have these conversations more, that's why tonight I'm speaking to you guys live on Facebook. That's why tonight I'm speaking to you guys directly here on Blog Talk Radio so that we can have these conversations. Tonight's topic is the rule of 72. Give me 1 second. I got my host. I mean, I got my my special featured speaker. He's getting ready to call in 1 second. So just give me a second. Mr. Justin Lloyd, who's our financial coach, he's going to give us some insight. So you can call in at 657-383-0944. Just bear with me. He's getting ready to call in. And as he's getting ready to call in, I guess I'll kind of introduce who he is, or at least how I personally know him. So he's going to be calling in a second. Mr. Justin Lloyd is somebody that I actually went to college with. I went to Northern Illinois University. I'll try to give a little bit of his credentials, and he can give all the credentials once he gets here. But I went to Northern Illinois with Justin Lloyd. Back in 2011 and 2012 and part of 2013. This guy is a very brilliant guy. He's always been a guy who's speaking ahead. He's always looking for the next thing. He's always staying on top of the things that we need to know about. So he's coming to you tonight as the financial coach because he has his credentials. I'll allow him to go into detail about specifically all the things that he does. But he's a very powerful guy, and you should definitely check him out. You should definitely open your ears, open up your mind, and get ready to learn something. So I'm going to add him in here. 708, you are live. If you're speaking, I can't hear you. In the meantime, while he's getting that together, once again, like I said, I'll give a little bit more of an introduction about him. I think I can hear him now.
Can you hear me,
Justin? Is that you, Justin?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It sounds like it's like a little lag in it. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. If you Facebook, can you hear Mr. Lloyd? Let me know if you can. If not, that's okay.
That's what I was trying to do, jump on Facebook so you could see me.
Okay. Yeah, let me add you in here as well. I'm adding you in the live here as well.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
In the meantime, like I said, he's here, guys. He's here. We're happy to have him. Mr. Lloyd, it's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us tonight. Can you please tell us what you're going to be discussing? And as I get you set up here on Facebook, let me add you in first. Give me 1 second. Sorry, guys. Sometimes I like to act like an old man.
same here, bro.
you can blame it on the married life. Wife and kids. I'm going to blame it on the wife and kids right now. I'm not going to take any accountability at this very moment. I'm blaming it strictly on my wife and children. Did you see the invite?
I'm saying we should have these conversations more.
Let me see. It should be in the notifications, right?
And when you're speaking, you can just mute yourself, and when you mute yourself, you should be able to hear from just our back and forth conversation. In the meantime, I'm gonna allow you to go ahead and have the floor. They can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Well, first and foremost, Ben, I appreciate you for having me on. I appreciate that introduction. And, yeah, like Ben said, you know, we go way back from the NIU days. You know, we had a blast at NIU and everything. And, you know, I always – one of the things, you guys, I always wanted to be wealthy. I always wanted to be wealthy and – it wasn't for materialistic purposes, but it was more so I wanted to retire my father. And so, and the reason I wanted to retire him because when I was growing up, he was working extremely hard. You know, wake up early in the morning, go to work, come home late, eat, sleep, and repeat. And it was just a repetitive type of deal. And so my goal was to become wealthy to be able to retire my dad. And so I did what they told me to do, go to school, get a good education, right, so I could get that dream life, that dream job to have. Life. And so I ended up becoming a math major. All right. And so I heard that's where the money was at or whatnot. So I was, look, I was following the money because I wanted to become wealthy.
Yes.
And that was because I wanted to retire my father. Well, unfortunately, I ran out of time on retiring my dad because he ended up passing my junior year in college. And so that had happened or whatever, but I still had the desire to become wealthy. But I've noticed there was a trend in my family. A lot of people was working, just trying to make ends meet. And I know us, we was living paycheck to paycheck. Then it got worse than that. We was living paycheck to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm talking about as soon as that check came in, it was gone. And so we was looking for a way out. And so after college, ended up becoming a teacher. And y'all know, if y'all know anything about teachers, we don't, they don't make much or whatever, you know. You strictly doing it because you love the kids, like for real. And so I always wanted to, I was always looking for something in addition. So I ran into this guy at the gym, very outgoing brother. And he ended up, you know, we ended up connecting. I asked him what type of work he did. He told me he was a financial coach. All he did was teach money. Well, Ben, I needed to know exactly what he was talking about because the only thing I knew about money was how to spend it.
Right.
And so
right.
I saw his presentation and everything, and it was phenomenal. And one of the things that he talked about was the Rule of 72, which we'll, you know, be discussing here shortly. And so, yes, that's my story, Ben. So I don't know if you want me to dive right in or you had some questions. I'm still trying to get in here. I'm looking at the notifications. Let me see. I think this is it right here.
Press the wave button, and then I should be able to add you on.
Press the wave button.
Yeah.
And the chat.
Wave at me. Yeah, wave at me on the call in, and I should be able to add you on.
Okay, let me try that. Let me see. The wave button. Where is the wave? The wave.
While he's doing that in the meantime, I'm going to give a little bit more background about myself as well and a little bit more about Mr. Lloyd, too, just a little bit, if I may. So just a little bit about myself. I'm if you know me personally, then you know that I'm in insurance. But part of being in insurance, so I just give you some of my financial credibility, so to speak, right? So I am I'm a business owner. I own a small shoeshine business, a small shoeshine business. I also own some real estate, and I currently work in the insurance industry with life, health, casualty, and property, and also commercial. So I'm a jack of all trades. But I've definitely have engaged in quite a few different other entrepreneurial endeavors as well. But those are just some of the main three that I'm practicing at this very moment. So remember how you said he was a math major? And him being a math major, it's funny that he said that because I remember when I met him, I was a freshman in college. And I said, what's your major? He said, I'm an actuary. I'm studying to be an actuary. I said, an actuary? What in the world is an actuary? And then he kind of just told me a little bit about, you know, a little bit more about it, but I'm just trying to give you guys a clue of how far ahead this guy was thinking. I come from the city of Chicago, and yes, I know about college, I know about master's, PhDs, and all that, but an actuary, I've never even heard that term before. So Mr. Lloyd has been on it from day one. So I just want to just say that really quickly, and then I'll allow you to go into the Rule of 72 if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. The actuarial science major, you know, that's actually, you know, where insurance companies hire, you know, actuaries to pretty much predict their passing in a nutshell. And so, yeah, but when I looked at, you know, what was required and everything, I was like, oh, no, it got to be a better way. I already got great help because of math. So, but so one of the things that we talk about is the rule of 72. This is something that was started in, I believe, the 1800s. It was popularized by a guy of the name of Albert Einstein. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with that guy, right? And
he said that,
you know, compound interest is like the greatest force in the universe. That was one of the things that he said. And so he wanted to know how long it would take $1 to double into $2 with the interest rate of 1%. He did the calculation. It came out to 72 years. So now I want everybody that's listening on the call to ask yourself, do you have a bank account, a savings account? All right. And if you do, what is the interest rate that they're giving you on that savings account? Right? So if it takes $1 72 years to double with the interest rate of 1%, imagine what at the bank it would never double because they give us a tenth of a percent.
Correct.
But then we look at the loans and they charging us 6 to 8% for loans and then 18 to 24% for credit cards. So let's dive in. So this is how the rule of 72 works. So what you do is you divide your interest rate, whatever your investment is, you divide your interest rate into 72, and that will determine the amount of years it would take that money to double.
Wow.
All right. So if you getting 3% interest, because a lot of people say, well, I got a CD with the bank, or I got this mutual fund or something like that with the bank or the credit union, or even an insurance company or something like that. Well, if we do the math, 3 goes into 72 24 times.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take 24 years for that money to double. So now the people that's on this call, ask yourself, how many doubling periods do you have in your lifetime if it's taking 24
years? Wow.
Right?
Wow. How many doubling periods do you have in your lifetime before you can sit and wait on that money, guys?
Yeah. It's crazy the way it works. And so now going to the 6%. Now what they do is they take our money that's in those savings accounts. I'm sure people are well aware where you can't really touch that money in the savings account. They really don't want you to touch that money that's in that savings account. And if you do, they hit you with a penalty. They hit you with a penalty.
Some banks do.
Right. And the reason being is because they're taking that money out and they're investing it. So it's really not there. All right. In the system is there, but in actuality it's really not there. So
can
it will be a huge
please repeat bank. That. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, yes. So that money that you have in that savings account is not there. It may show up in the computer that it's in there, but in actuality, it is not there. The reason being is because they're investing it. They invest in that money. All right? So I'm going to create a hypothetical. If everybody was to say, you know what, I'm taking all my money out of those savings accounts. I got to get my money out the savings account. It will be a very, very big problem for the bank because they don't have it. It's all invested. It will be a serious problem.
So what you're saying is at this very moment, if we were all to take our money out of the savings, out of our savings accounts at the banks, it would cause, and I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, so to speak, but it would cause some form of calamity because that money that we have invested, that we have put into the savings accounts, is not actually there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's why they give these penalties and things along that nature, because they're taking your money, investing it, and flipping it.
So it sounds like what you're saying is they get the bag and flip it and tumble it.
They get the bag, flip it, and tumble it. Yes, they do. That's exactly what they're doing. And the moment we take the bag and put it in the bank, we fumbled it. And the reason... And the reason being is because we don't know. We don't know. You know, it say in the good book, our people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And so this is what the bank is doing. So now what they do is they loan our money out, charging 6 to 8% interest. All right? So let's say they only charging us 6% interest. Well, 6 goes into 72 12 times. So now every 12 years, that money doubles. All right?
Wow.
So while we wait on our first doubling period, theirs already on double twice.
Theirs have doubled twice, and we waiting on our first one.
We waiting on our first one.
Okay. Okay, you're saying a lot of things, and it sounds like you're bringing some curiosity to the table. I got a couple people in the queue. If you have some more, I'll let you go ahead and give us some more in detail. But if you're available to answer some questions in the meantime, which one do you prefer? Do you prefer to expound a little bit more, or do you want to shield a couple questions and comments for the brief moment?
We could answer some questions, because they don't want to know that last part when we talk about credit cards.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna open the floor. Just tell us who you are, really briefly, and give us your comment. If you heard something new tonight, let us know. Or if you have a question for Mr. Lloyd, go ahead and give us. And you go ahead and you have the floor. So I'm gonna open the floor up for 312-982. You have the floor. Three one two 982. You have the floor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, I just came in, so I don't really know what was said. So can I just listen and then I'll tune in afterwards?
Absolutely. So, we'll go more into it in detail, and then that'll give you a chance to kind of catch up to what we were specifically speaking about. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right, stay online. All right, I'm going to go to the floor one more time, 615-942. You have the floor for any question or comment, really briefly.
Just listening.
Say it again?
Just listening.
Okay, cool. Great. All right. Mr. Lloyd, I'm just going to reiterate some of the things that you said, and then I'll allow you to continue to go into some more detail. So far... If this is your first time hearing this, tonight's show is called The Rule of 72. We're having a discussion with our financial coach, Mr. Justin Lloyd. It's games that the bank play with your money and our economy. So far he's already discussed that the Rule of 72 is this. Whatever your interest rate is, you take that number and you divide that into the number of 72, and that's how long it's going to take for you to be able to get that money and flip. In other words, am I right to say that's a 100% gain? It's going to take you whatever that interest rate number is. If you divide that into 72 years, that'll be a 100% gain after that, whatever that percentage you have divided. And I may be overcomplicating it, and you can simplify it for us again, but I just want to make sure to clarify that I have the correct idea.
Absolutely. Yep. That's pretty much it, y'all. Whatever interest rate you're getting, you divide it by 72, and that would determine the amount of years it would take that money to double. So, yeah,
okay.
You hit it right on the head.
Okay, great. So So one more thing we also discussed is that the money that you have in the savings account, or the money that you put in the savings account, on paper, it exists. It's there. But in actuality, that money that you put in your savings account is technically already in circulation in the economy at this very moment. And depending on the bank that you have, it will give you a penalty if you mess with that money. That is something that we also discussed here tonight. Is that fair to say, Mr. Lloyd?
Absolutely.
Okay, great, great, great. So if you want to expound a little bit more, we're open to hearing, and that way everybody can hopefully learn a little bit about that, and we can see what can be done.
Yes. So other than the banks loaning out our money, they also give it back to us as well in the form of a credit card.
Oh, wow.
Charging us. Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's getting spicy. They give it back to us in the form of a credit card. All right, let's hear this.
Absolutely. Charging us 10 to 24%. All right, so now if we look on, if we look at that, well, 72 divided by 18, if I'm not mistaken, is 4.
Yes, that's
right?
Correct. Correct.
So now it would take that money 4 years to double. All right? 4 years, y'all.
Wow.
Now,
so the money they lent out to you would take them 4 years for that money to double. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. So now we're talking about, that's 18%, but if they're getting 24%, because, you know, some people credit jacked up or whatever, so they going to charge you more interest. I've seen some interest rates as high as 28%, 29%. But
you make it up with that. Oh, my God.
Right. So if they're getting 24%, well, 72 divided by 24 is 3 years. All right. So now that money doubles for them every 3 to 4 years. But let's say, you know, because a lot of people, they don't pay their bills, right? They, the bank is going to lose money in a sense, because you got a lot of people that max out their credit cards and never pay it back or whatever. Okay, we get that. Let's say they was just averaging 12% off of those credit cards. Well,
right.
72 divided by 12 is 6. So the money was still double every 6 years. And
wow.
So I know we're talking it out, but when you actually see it in a visual and you take $10,000 and double that $10,000 every 6 years, in 48 years, that money would be $2.5 million.
Wow.
$2.5 million. Now, with the little interest rate they're giving us, 3%, if we take that same $10,000 and we're getting 3% on our little money, right? Well, not our little money, but that little interest rate they're giving us.
Right.
And it doubles every 24 years. Well, it's only going to double twice if we only got 48 years. So that means we only have $40,000.
Wow.
Now, they just took our $10,000, made millions, $2.5 million, and then they give us $40,000.
So it sounds like you're saying they're building, and I don't hate to use this word, but this word gets used a lot. And I think that the importance and the power of this word isn't really exemplified by how often people use it. But what it sounds like is in 48 years, they're building actual generational wealth off of our money. And we're receiving, let's say, the average, we're receiving pretty much the average pay that an American worker will receive in 1 year span. In our timeline.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen,
that's a good way to put it.
It sounds like what you're saying is that there's some unfairness involved. So with that being said, people, the reason that a lot of people go to banks, right, is because they feel that in a bank, their money is safe. They know that when you put your money in a bank, it's secured by the bank. And then some banks are, I should say the good banks, have are FDIC, meaning they're backed by the government. And so if the bank was to ever disintegrate, you in theory, depending on how much you put in there, you should be able to get your money back. So if the bank is the seemingly safe route, although it's not making us, actually, not only is it not making us, they are essentially, you know, they're doing really well off of our money compared to what they're giving us for the money that, you know, for our little bitty money, like, well, I should say, the small interest rate that we're receiving. What would you suppose, or what do you suppose that people should do, or is a decent alternative? And when you respond to that, I'm going to open the floor for some folks, because I think we got a couple more, we got a caller or two, it looks like, and I'm going to give them the opportunity to comment or ask a question.
Okay. Yeah. So one of the ways we can get the same interest rates as the bank is what's called mutual funds.
Ah.
Yeah. Mutual funds been around since 1926, and it's been averaging around 9 to 10% since 1926, which is phenomenal.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. What is the
right,
stock market?
Right.
What is it? 7 to 10%? Is that what the stock? What's the stock market typically yearly?
It depends. It depends. The S&P 500, yeah, it really depends. It's around 8 to 10% as well. And the mutual funds keep up with the stock market, because it really is, mutual funds is like it's stocks.
It goes
so
with
all
it.
Mutual, right?
Okay.
All mutual funds is a basket full of companies. So you got 50 to 500 different companies that a person is able to invest in. All right. And so they get fractional shares of these, big time companies, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies. So we're talking about big companies like Apple, Microsoft, Walmart, name brand, household name companies. All right, so you got 50 to 500 different companies in there. And the beautiful part about it is you're not really putting all your eggs in one basket. So, people have Robinhood, Acorn, and, they invest in the stock market, which, that is phenomenal. We definitely recommend that. However, you have some people that is not trained to understand you buy low and sell high.
Uh-oh.
Right. So when we're talking about the pandemic, right? The pandemic hit, and all of these companies, they went down. They tanked.
Mm-hmm.
They tanked big time.
Right.
All right. But a lot of people was pulling their money out, because they thought that they was going to lose money. But, we know Apple is not going to go bankrupt anytime soon.
No, they're not going anywhere.
Right? Coca-Cola ain't going nowhere.
The occult that is Apple, excuse me, if you are an Apple fan, I'm sorry, I don't mean to – no, I'm going to stop joking, because I don't want y'all on my head when this is over. But, yes, Apple has extreme strength. Yes, absolutely. Coca-Cola, yes. Go ahead. You were saying.
Right. So you got these companies that's not going out of business. So what we tell people is when you see the stock market going down like that, that means that it's on sale. So the people that understood and realized that, they stocked up. If they had the extra income to do it, they bought a lot of shares for the low.
I see.
Right.
So it sounds like to me what you're saying, and the stock market is something that we're gonna touch on too. But we talked about mutual funds in the beginning, and the mutual funds, they kind of go hand in hand with the stock market. It was sounding like you were saying that the mutual funds is a safe place to put your money because it gets 8 to 10%. So personally, I don't have money divested in the mutual fund. That is something that I am working on. I am working on that, and we can have that conversation once again more. I'm definitely going to have you back if you don't mind, and I think I got in mind some other people as well who knows a little bit about that. But it sounds like you're saying the mutual fund is the route that's a little safer, and you'll get a better yield on your interest when it comes to saving your money. Am I hearing that correctly?
Right. Absolutely. And so when it comes to the mutual fund, now keep in mind mutual funds are still stocks, so it's still a risk, you know.
Right.
So you could see, you know, your money drop or whatnot. So during the pandemic, a lot of my clients' accounts, you know, dropped. They dropped, but I only had 2 phone calls out of all of them. And I got a lot of clients, and I only got 2 phone calls as just asking, like, hey, should I pull my money? And, you know, I had to help them with that situation. But then I got a few people that called and said, is this the time to put more money in? I was like, absolutely.
Yes,
this is the time. This is the time.
As the kids say, yes, sirski.
Right. So this is the time to do it. And so they ended up putting some more money in there. I had an individual, his account. Now, I did not know, I personally didn't know mutual funds can get up this high. But I had a client who needed to pull his money out because he had an emergency situation. He could not work anymore. And
okay. We
had a meeting, and just the meeting on how his account was doing, the performance of his account. And his account was doing about 50% interest in 2 years.
Wow. Wait a minute. Stop the press. He said that he had a client who had a mutual fund whose account was doing 50%. You said in 2 years?
2 years. So
okay,
from 2019.
Let me put some perspective on that. If this man put $100,000, if this man put $100,000 in his account, I don't know what the man did. I don't know the man. So Facebook, listen up. If you're hearing Justin Lloyd, he's our financial coach here on today. We're discussing mutual funds. He said that he had a client that had his money in the mutual fund, and it did 50%. If you put $100,000 in that fund, and he was to take it out, that would yield him $50,000. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
Wow. He
right.
was earning $50,000 from that fund.
Now, obviously,
from a mutual fund.
Pay
not a savings account.
On it.
Not a savings
right.
account. Not a bank savings. A mutual fund account. Okay. It's okay.
Mutual fund.
We hear you. I'm gonna give the floor really quickly. I'm sorry, Justin. And I'm gonna give the floor because I know I got some people who pressed in to give a comment. But go ahead and explain a little bit about what you were saying.
Yeah. So Ben, when I say I had to refresh the screen like 10 times, I'm like, ain't no way. And then I looked at all of my accounts and I was like, am I in that mutual fund?
Oh, man.
And so I call one of my investment trainers, and I call him and I ask him. I was like, I think it's a glitch in the system. This mutual fund account said it did 50%, and he just started laughing. He's like, oh yeah, it could do that. It could definitely do that.
Wow.
And so I'm like, are you serious? And so he told me he had some clients. Their accounts was at 50%, 30%. I'm like, geez. But at the same time, if it can yield that much, it can also be in a negative that much as well.
Wow.
You know, so we do
let
people.
That. Repeat that really quick. I'm sorry. Repeat that. It kind of went out for a second. You said he told you that, he had clients that did 50 and 30%. What did you say after that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said if it can yield that much and can also go in the reverse as well. All right, so people do need to understand that, and that depends on your risk tolerance. All right, your risk, the higher your risk or whatnot, the more reward you will get. But I mean, it could be risky at the same time. But what we consider risk in other communities, they look at it as opportunity.
I see. So I had a question on the floor. So the question I had is, what are we discussing tonight? And I want to just take this time to allow somebody else to chime in. But tonight's topic is the rule of 72. So we are discussing. We have Mr. Justin Lloyd. He's our financial coach. He's here. We're talking about the games that the bank plays with your money. Long story short, whatever interest rate that the bank gives you on your savings account, you divide that into 72, and that's how long it's going to take before you're able to receive double of that money. So if you have, a 3% interest rate, you divide 72 by 3. Now, I don't know anybody that got 3% on their savings account. I'm just going to flat out say that right now. But let's say you have 3%, which would be impressive. It would take 72 divided, let's not use 3, that's the odd number. Let me break it into 4 and make it easier on myself. If you have 4%, it would take 18 years for you to receive double on the money that you received. So it would take 18 years for you to get that money back. But in actuality, they're taking your money. It's currently not in the bank. It looks like it's in the bank, but it's not actually in the bank. If everybody was to ask for their money right now, the bank would have a huge problem because it's currently not there. It's being circulated right now, and they're using it to invest and try to make money. So as a result of it, we're discussing other options that our community may not be aware about that we can take advantage of that will help us go further financially with our money, with our savings. And right now we're discussing mutual funds. And the average so far we've discussed is usually 8 to 10% because it kind of goes with the stock market. But there are options, there are opportunities rather than risks. We want to call them, let's call them risk, and let's also call them opportunities. Let's give them both sides. There are risks and there are opportunities in mutual funds because it kind of goes with the stock market. But if you follow the stock market, you know that over time it never goes down. It'll have temporary moments where it goes down, but it never goes down. So in actuality, you put your money in the market, but what happens is all that money that you put in, you saved, is going up with inflation. And we'll touch on that later because I know we got some more info to talk about pertaining to that as well. But I'm going to give the floor, before I go back to Mr. Lloyd, 312-982-3552. Oops, sorry, I gave out your whole number. But 312-982, you have the floor. You don't have to tell us your name, but just tell us your comment. If you want to tell us who you are, then we all for it.
All right, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hello? All right, cool. So now, I can hear y'all. All right, so a couple of things that I heard, and I'm just learning about, the money matters in America and whatnot. One thing I wanted to touch on that Ben spoke about was banks, where they have your money and it's bagged by the FDIC, but it's only bagged by $250,000. So if you have $1, $2, or $3 million in the bank, is it worth losing, a quarter of $1 million, versus the average American who would not have $250,000 in the bank? So that FDIC actually benefits the average American, but it don't benefit people like celebrities, stock investors like Warren Buffett or whatnot. It's actually a loss. And so one thing that I've been learning, or whatever the case may be, we as Americans put our money in these savings accounts, and yes, y'all right, you don't get the money that you need in like 5-10 years because of the 1 or 2%. However, they do have high yielding bank, like savings accounts that you can put your money in at like 1.5% interest rate or whatever the case may be. It's going to give you a little bit more than the average savings account, but it's still just not enough. And so, yes, a lot of people do go through the stock market to build that residual income or whatever the case may be. I've heard of option trading, and we heard about that a lot during the pandemic, where even with the GameStop situation that happened, you, like the average American, they came together and they bid it against the investors, and yet it brought the stock market from GameStop up and made a lot of people a lot of money and whatnot. But option trading is very, very risky. Mutual funds is a little bit safer, but then you do have the high risk, medium risk, and low risk, where you can invest, and gradually, as y'all was explaining, over time, you're going to get your money's worth. You're going to get your investment. Of course, you got to look at the year trend, 5-year trend, and so forth and so on. So when people look at the stock market at a very close, like, focused perspective, they see it's dropping. They're like, oh, no, let me go ahead and get my money out because I'm losing money. But if you look at the bigger picture, it's going to drop and rise and drop and rise. But if that particular stock is gradually increasing over the years, that drop is not necessarily detrimental and whatever the case may be if the stock is rising or whatever, if that makes sense a little bit. And so another thing that I noticed too during the pandemic, when for the Delta stock, Warren Buffett went ahead and took out millions of dollars before the stock market even crashed, which essentially affected the average American people, because as y'all say, people with money, they don't put their money in banks. They invest their money in stock. If you have billions of dollars in the stock market, you have power and you have say so, aka look at Bill Gates. He got his life and business in places he don't need to be, not because he's Bill Gates, but because he runs the stock market with Warren Buffett. That's my little 2 cents.
Oh, man. He said that's his little 2 cents. Yeah, right. No, we appreciate that. He definitely touched on a mouthful. So everything that, you know, a lot of things that he touched on, I'm going to get the floor back to Mr. Lloyd. A lot of things that he touched on, I mean, those are topics all within themselves. And we definitely want to cover these things during the duration of this time. And like I said, I'll be happy to have Mr. Lloyd come back and we can have these conversations more in depth. Hopefully you guys was listening on Facebook and was able to really catch an earful. And just, it should open your mind and open you up to the possibilities and just really try to get an understanding of what we're discussing here. So we're going to dial it back just a little bit and kind of go into detail back to the mutual funds, because that's where we last left off at. But in the mutual fund, we're going to just try to simply explain what it means, because one of the things he talked about was how much risk you're willing to have. And Mr. Lloyd said something about risk tolerance. So if you can explain to us a little bit, Mr. Coach, just give us a little bit about risk tolerance and what can be done and how we can go about putting our monies in the savings on this particular topic.
Absolutely. So when it comes down to risk tolerance, we ask a series of questions that would allow us to determine what their risk tolerance should be. And so one of the questions is, if you needed your money, or if you needed money, if you had an emergency pop up, would you need to pull from this account? And the reason we ask that is because if that question is yes, then we wouldn't want to invest that money. So if it's 3 years or less, we won't invest. And the reason being is because when you invest that money, let's say the stock market is down, and now this person needs their money. Well,
right.
Now they're in a position where they're going to lose money because they need to pull it out, and the stock market is not doing so good.
Makes total sense.
Right. So we would actually put that in a money market account instead of a mutual fund, all right, just to get them a savings, like a emergency account. But let's say they didn't need to pull from that account because they have another account that they can pull from. Then our next question would be, what is your comfortability of risk? You know, high, comfortable, you know, would it be medium? You know, so high comfortable is, you know, you're willing to accept a higher risk for a better rate of return, or would it be medium? So you okay with some risk, but you wouldn't want it to be too risky for a good return, or are you low and not comfortable? You like, no, I cannot lose no money. No, I can't do that.
Right.
And so that would determine what kind of account we will put them in. And so obviously the high risk is basically all stocks, pretty much.
I see. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then you got medium. So the medium comfortable is more so companies that are it's mainly stocks, but then they got bonds in there, you know,
okay,
just to cover them, all right. And then the low comfortable, the low and not comfortable risk. Well, that's mainly bonds and a few stocks.
I see.
All right. And so that's how we would determine, like, where we would, you know, invest that money and they risk tolerance. Because you want to ask those questions, because some people, you know, they not familiar with that type of stuff. And if they look at their account one day and it's at 500, then they look at it again and it's at 400. They're like, wait. We don't want that kind of, you know, thing to happen without them having a forewarning, you know.
Right.
And, also, we explain to them as well a concept called dollar cost averaging, and that's just a technique that people can use where the price of the actual share will actually be lower because they are investing in it each month.
I see. Okay.
All right. And so when it comes down to it, you know, it's a strategy that we want to come up with. And it's not hard. That's the thing. It's not hard. You know, once
like
people
that
really understand, you know, what it is, they can take full advantage of it. So like the brother said about, you know, I mean, he got deep talking about, you know, trading, option trading, and things along that nature. You know, I like where, you know, our community is going, you know, because we are able to learn more about this type of stuff. And we realize it being, oh, this ain't that hard.
Yeah.
They made it seem like
you know
it was
what?
Super hard.
You know what? To your point, I think a lot of what happened in our generation, and I'm going to give the floor to 615-454, but I think what happened in our generation is, see, we saw a lot of our parents struggle, right? You know, we are the generation the recession. We are the generation that saw the recession. I remember the recession like yesterday. I remember George Bush being on national television. I think I was watching CBS, and this is in the year 2007 or 2008, and he said, he was looking at the camera, he says, we're going through our recession. We're going to borrow $800 million to help kickstart the economy. And I'm looking to myself like, $800 million? What? You know, at the time, you're talking about for a country, I didn't have a real reference to how much money that really was. But $800 million, I'm like, yo, that's the most money I've ever heard somebody say in one sentence. You know, outside of billions, like you know, yeah, when you talk about numbers, when you count the math. But the point is, when you hear stuff like that and when you see people get laid off, it makes you realize and think, wow, okay, what my parents knew and what they learned, some of that stuff was cool, but it wasn't enough. So because it caused us to be a little more hungry and go deeper about money, and I think that's why we're moving towards this step. And the more, like you said, the more you learn, the more you get educated about it, you'll get to realize it's not that hard. It's not. You have to be disciplined, because that's what it's going to boil down to, and we can get into that in a little while as well, but it's going to boil down to your discipline. But when you actually lay it out simply, it's not that hard to conceive if you get to see a graph, if you get to have people like Mr. Lloyd come on and explain simply what banks is doing with your money versus what the market versus what the stock market is doing with money and versus what like Mr. 312 said, like what the billionaires are doing with their money. It's all connected. It's really all connected. So because it's all connected, once you get to see the equations and you get to see, oh, that's what they're doing. Oh, this is all they doing. It's not that hard. I want to just make that very clear. What we're discussing tonight, although some of this may be new for you guys, or it may be newer terms or whatnot, the information, if you actually sit down and talk about it, is not that hard to understand, which is going to lead me to this next question I have. Mr. Lloyd, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you? Can you drop your socials? Can you give us your number or a website? What can we use? And I'm going to put it in the chat here in Facebook as well. What can we use if we want to get in contact with you so we can discuss more? And then we're going to talk about some more.
Absolutely. So phone number, that's a great way, either phone or Facebook. So my phone number is 708-663-0096. You're more than welcome to give me a call or a text. And then also, Facebook is a phenomenal way of contacting me as well. So Justin Lloyd, that's my name on Facebook. In the Chicagoland area, I should be easy to find. I got a blue shirt on, a blue button-up shirt with a red tie. So, yeah, those are two ways to get in contact with me.
Okay. I just put your information in the chat. Put your number in there, Justin Lloyd, financial coach. Get into the Chicagoland area. So some of our listeners, Mr. Lloyd, are calling from different places, and I'm going to go to 615. I'm personally located here in the Nashville, Tennessee area. We have some callers that are calling in from Indiana. We have callers that may be listening from other different areas. Would they be able to get the same advice or same help or info, or is there something that, you know, we may have to seek another route for?
Absolutely, yes. They would be able to get the same advice, same help, because we're able to do business in all 50 states and the United States islands and Canada as well. We can do business in Canada. Yeah. We working on the third world countries, but for right now, we definitely in the United States and Canada.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. No, that's what's up. I will definitely be calling you personally to have some conversations.
Yes,
and I would advise that everybody who is listening to this get in tune, because some, like you said, the stuff that we're talking about is powerful stuff. This is a place where you can sit your money, and depending on how much risk you're willing to take, that's something that I'm sure Mr. Lloyd will be happy to walk us through. We can find out what options that we can do to build. We're talking about generational wealth, future wealth, wealth that we can maybe access later in the future, or wealth that we can pass down to our children, things that we may not have received that we would have liked to have, becoming adults. So this is powerful stuff. I hope you guys are paying attention and really listening in. On that note, I'm going to give the floor to 615-454. If you have a comment or a question, you have the floor to do so now. You have the floor. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm listening and I'm learning so much. Thank you guys for your time and opening up this platform. And as I listen and as I learn, one thing that came to my mind, and it don't have to be discussed today because this is not the topic, but will it be smart to continue doing 401ks? Because, yeah, let me not just keep on elaborating because time is. I want to learn as much as I can.
You got a little bit of time. So the question we ask is it would it be a wise thing to continue to do 401ks? I'm going to leave that for our financial coach, Mr. Lloyd. That's the question that we have on the floor. So the question is 401k still a good idea? And I don't know exactly how he'll answer that, but let's find out. Let's see. What you think, Mr. Lloyd?
Yeah. Yeah, so 401ks is good. It's a retirement plan. The question I would ask for people who have that same question is is the job matching? You know, because if they're matching, that is really good. That's pretty much free money. So whatever you put in there and then they match what you put in there, that's phenomenal. At the same time, I will always recommend a retirement plan outside the job as well. All right.
Yes.
So like a Roth IRA or something like that, you know. And so one of the things that we do is financial game plans, and, you know, it will really determine, you know, if it's best to, you know, because some people, they ask, you know, should I load up even more on my 401k plan or what should I do? And so, you know, we got to look at the 401k plan, see what's the interest rate they're getting and if they're matching or not. And 9 times out of 10, you know, jobs not really matching the way they once were. So getting a Roth IRA or some type of retirement outside the job is phenomenal as well. But take all that you can at the job because, you know, sometimes some people got really, you know, good benefits where the company match, you know. But then at the same token, just have some outside the job as well.
Okay. Did that answer your question, 615? I don't think so. 615, can you hear me? Hello? Can you guys hear me?
All right. Maybe we lost her. Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, cool. Whenever she comes back on, I'll give her the chance to
yes,
say so.
Thank you. It did, because I do have a job that matched. You know, and a lot of people don't have them that match, you know, 100%. Whatever you put in, you get it. You know, they'll match it if you do, you know, what is 3%, 5%. So that's good to know. Thank you. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, Nelson.
Okay, cool. Great. I'm glad we can see that. And that's the point of these conversations. I'm going to give the floor back to 312 in a second here. But that's the point of these conversations. We need to have these conversations openly. And it's important to talk to people who know what's going on. Mr. Lloyd, once again, is a financial coach. This is what he does for a living. So, I mean, I'm grateful to have him here to be able to drop all of this information because although a lot of the information I knew, there's some information that I've heard for the first time today. And that information, I'm growing from it. And even in some of the stuff that I knew, it's good to have a reminder because just because you know something does not mean you're going to do something about it. But every now and again, when you get that reminder, that kick in the butt, that, oh, wow, wait a minute, this really is a good idea. Why am I sleeping on this? It's important to have those kickstarts so that we can take action so we can use some of this stuff. So I appreciate Mr. Lloyd being on here to give us some of this insight. One more thing I was going to say. Pertaining to, and I'm going to give the floor to 312 again here in a second. Pertaining to 401ks and mutual funds. I'm sure Mr. Lloyd will be happy to do a personal assessment with you guys so we can kind of lay out what would work best for you because, you know, one thing I would say personally is it's always good to diversify your funds in general. Now, how much you diversify, that's something you would have to discuss with the coach or somebody who's working in that field. But it's always a decent idea, I believe, to diversify your funds. And we kind of touched on it earlier in the mutual funds. But I would say you can't go wrong if you are diversified, but you never want to wear yourself too thin. I know that's very general, but that's something that's important to keep in mind. So, yes, I based off of what I heard about the mutual fund, I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good idea, especially like they said, if they're matching. So that's good stuff. 312, you have the floor, and we are listening.
All righty. So I just want to speak on just real quick, and correct me if I'm wrong, too, because I'm not a tax expert or anything like that. But I do want to first start off by saying America is, home of the brave, land of the free. You get the white picket fence. And also they say, well, if you come to America, you have the potential of being a millionaire. But yet we do have a lot, you know, one of the highest unemployment rates in the country or whatever the case may be. But the question comes like, well, how do you become a millionaire? And it's definitely not through the banks. It's through the stock market. But also it's also through your 401k as well. And this is where a lot of people don't really have the knowledge of how to become a millionaire and whatnot. So you have your traditional 401k that you have with your jobs, and if your job is matching it, that's great. You know, you get the dollar for dollar, and you get to get all of that, you know, after so many years of being vested in it. But then you do, as you're saying, y'all have your Roth account as well. And the difference between the traditional 401k and the Roth IRA is tax, you know, purposes and tax benefits or whatnot. So typically with your traditional 401k, you get taxed at the current tax bracket. If you want to be at your tax bracket now, like I said, correct me if I'm wrong or whatnot, but if you want to be at your tax bracket now or whatever the case may be when you get when you retire, but with the Roth, you're actually able to save a set amount of money for that year. So, for example, like I'm just throwing out numbers. If it's 2021, you may be able to just save like $7,000 for that year. It gives you more of flexibility to save money towards that. But also, you get taxed at that current tax bracket or whatnot. So when you finally do retire and take your money out, then all of that money have already been taxed. But then the question comes back to, well, how can you become a millionaire? Well, if you're sitting here and you're putting up like 20% of your paycheck, every paycheck for the next 20 years, and this is for the traditional 401k, and your company is matching it, well, that money plus the company matching money is actually getting circulated within a keyword, the stock market. All of this is going through the stock market, and your company actually chooses, or you got some companies where you can choose if you want it to be high risk, medium risk, or low risk. So if you go in here with the traditional 401k, you go in here and you put within that year $10,000 in, and your company matched that $10,000. Now you're being you got 20,000 in circulation in the stock market, and over the course of, like y'all said, 72 months or whatever the case may be, every 10, 20 years or whatnot, that $20,000 actually would yield you $60,000 in like 5 years and so forth and so on. And then with the same with the Roth IRA, you put your $75,000 this year, you put your $5,000 the next year. It's just more flexible. It's the same concept, but you are capped by the federal government on how much you put in. So what happens throughout the years is if you with a company for 20 years, your 20 years of putting, let's say you put $80,000 in your stock, in your 401k, in your Roth IRA for 20 years, that's all you put in, your company match it with the 401k, with all the residual income from the stock market, you will be at $200,000, $400,000, $500,000, $500,000, and $500,000. And then this is why it's so important. This is the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to wrap it up. This is why it's so important to teach our kids at a young age how to save money and invest in money, because the younger you are, the more you can become a millionaire when you retire. When you start later, if you're in your 30s, 35s, and 40s, you can still do it, but it's a lot harder. You just have to put a little bit more money to catch up with inflation. That's my little 2 cents.
Okay, we appreciate your quarter, man. You're always dropping a lot of information. Mr. Lloyd, what do you say to that? Because, like I said, we talked about a lot of he dived into a lot of things for sure,
mm-hmm,
which was
mm-hmm.
powerful stuff. But what do you say to the difference between just kind of like I want to kind of go into some of the topic of mutual funds, because it sounds like everything is attached. I shouldn't say everything, but it sounds like, if you're an American, right, and I'm going to give you the floor for this. If you're an American, you work here in America, or you have a business here in America, your ability to continue to produce as a business, or your ability to further yourself in your career in corporate America or wherever you work, or your just ability just to work your jobs in general, is all, I shouldn't say all, but it's heavily attached to the stock market. So because that's the case, because your job is depending on the stock market, or I should say your company is depending on the stock market, your business is depending on the stock market, your regular job is not depending on the stock market, doesn't it sound like a decent idea, or it sounds to me like it's a decent idea to have some form or fashion of your money invested in the market?
Absolutely, yeah. And the gentleman, you know, he made some phenomenal points. It was a lot that was said, and that's what the reason for that, you know, financial game plan is for, because everybody's situation is a little different. So, you know, we don't approach it as one size fit all. But he made a really good point as far as, you know, teaching the children at a young age, which is phenomenal, and that's what we will recommend, you know, because while we're taught, you know, not to be stereotypical, but we're taught to play basketball and do sports and this, that, the third, which is good, you know, it gives us the sportsmanship and heart and competitiveness that we need. But while we're doing that, the other ones is learning the stock market. They learning how to invest. They learn in technology and different things along that nature that will actually further them in their different careers and things along that nature, so they have an edge. All right. So, but that's a whole nother conversation. But one of the things that we do have, and if anybody is interested in getting one, just let me know. We have a booklet for adults and for the children called How Money Works. All
wow.
Right. And in that booklet, Ben, it got pictures. It takes
Uh-oh.
Me a long time to read.
Before you finish, I'm going to send you my address, and you're going to send that to me.
I can send it to you right through email, my brother. So, you know, we tell people, you know, this is something that you want to take a look at. Because it dives deep into, you know, investing, and they simplify it so much, all right? So it's not complicated. They're not talking over your head or around you or anything like that. They straightforward with it. It has pictures and different concepts that you will understand. And then they have a parental guide for the children. So they have a How Money Works booklet for the kids. And
wow.
It's telling you as the parent what you should actually be teaching
wow.
your children when it comes down to money. So anybody that wants that, just let me know.
Question. Everybody that's listening to this call, they can get that for free?
Absolutely.
Listen, if you don't take advantage of what you're hearing tonight, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to send my email personally Once again, Mr. Lloyd, we need to find out how we can get in contact with you so that we can. He said, okay, I put his number in the chat, and his Facebook is also here as well. I'm gonna tag him again and personally message him, befriend him on Facebook. If you're not friends with him, send him a friend request. That way you can get the booklet on how money works. And you also even have a parental guide on how you can teach your children how money works. If this isn't value, I don't know what is. And we need to take advantage of these things, because if you're living here, you live in America, you need to know and you need to understand how money works. And not only do you need to know that, you need to know how to pass this information along to your children. So please take advantage of this, because I promise you I will be tonight. Keep going. I'm sorry. You were saying.
Absolutely. So that was pretty much it on that end. And then as I wrap up, I gotta get prepared for a 9 o'clock call. But as I wrap up, there is a book that I would recommend to the people as well. It's a few of them. One
okay.
of them is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
By Robert Kiyosaki.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is a phenomenal book, because one of the other things the gentleman was talking about is, you know, becoming a millionaire, you know, and you can actually become a millionaire in the stock market, doing investing and things along that nature. Now, let's say you're not doing trading or anything like that, but you invest in your 401k or Roth IRA or something like that. Well, there's ways where you can actually become a millionaire in that aspect. It just takes some time. All right? It just takes some time. Now, there's some other people that's a little crazy then that's like, no, I don't want to wait that long. I mean, I'll
we ain't
do
got
that.
Time for
but, it's a, but we ain't got time for that. I want to become a millionaire now. The way you become a millionaire, and this is where I'm working myself to, is you have to be valuable. You know, so when you can solve people's problems, a mass majority of people's problems, that's when you become more valuable. And the more value you are, or the more valuable you are, the more money that comes in your direction. All
Man,
right.
I love
and so,
it. I love it.
Yeah. So it's phenomenal. So there's ways. So in the Rich Dad Poor Dad, it talks about that. The four quadrants. Four cash flow quadrants, all right? And so, it talks about the employee and then the self-employed person on the left side. But then on the right side, you have the business owner and the investor, all right? Mm. So I would recommend that book. That is a phenomenal book to read. You know, I go back to it time and time again. And then another one that I read is called Common Sense. By A.L. Williams, by Art Williams.
Hold on,
right,
write
that
down. I'm putting these in the chat.
Right, right.
Common. How do you spell it? Are you spelling it C-E-N-T-S?
Common Sense. Like Common Sense, like S-E-N-S-E.
Okay, Common Sense by who?
Art Williams. So A.L. Williams. Yeah, and, you know, he kind of dived deep into, you know, these different philosophies for middle-class people, people that's living paycheck to paycheck. You know, it's a book for those people, and it's only, I believe it's only like 50 pages, 60 pages,
really?
You know. Yeah, so people like me that take a little longer to read it, you know, now I could finish it in a week.
No, I'm trying to be modest now.
some people, you know, it takes them a couple hours. Look, I my mind be all over the place when I'm reading. So, but it's an easy read for people, and so I would highly recommend that book as well. And other than that, then that's all I got.
Man, we only got 21 more minutes of the show, but Mr. Lloyd came and dropped some bombs on us today. We also had some fantastic feedback, man. We really do appreciate this. And we will definitely be picking this back up and to have more conversations because there's so much that was left untouched. If y'all know me personally, if you've had a conversation with me, you know I can go machine gun and just start spitting off stuff. But I want to just give the floor to Mr. Lloyd because, once again, this guy's a professional. This is what he does, you know. And he gave us some information that was simple. He's given us some resources that we can have access to, and he's offered his time and his availability to be able to provide this information. So I would highly suggest you get in contact with him. 708 is his number, 663-0096. I've already put it in the chat. Send him a request on Facebook. But this information is going to be very powerful so that we can move forward our generation. Mr. Lloyd, we appreciate you. Until next time, I'll get back with you, and then we can have you on for some further conversations. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about those mutual funds and personal risk tolerance and things of that nature. But thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Ben, I appreciate you as well for having me on. I mean, you're doing a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. Giving the people, you know, the value that they need to be able to succeed in what they got going, succeed in their endeavor. So, brother, you giving a lot, and I pray and decree nothing but blessings. I mean, abundant blessings as well, more than you can handle. All right, because you are doing a phenomenal thing for the community. So shout out to you, man. Appreciate you for having me. Appreciate everyone that listened in. Hopefully it was of value to you. Get at me on Facebook or, you know, my phone number, either or, and we'll go from there, man. It's time for us to build this community up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Once again, man, everybody, that was Mr. Justin Lloyd. Once again, I'm going to say it one more time. Get in contact with him. I put his information out. You can reach out to him on Facebook, and we can definitely further that discussion individually, but we're going to have more of these discussions on here as well. So I'm going to open the floor back up to some more comments, see if you guys have learned something. If you'd like to call in, the number is 657-383-0944. If you want to give your two cents, if you want to give some closing remarks, that's what we're getting ready to do. The number, if anybody likes to call in, that's on Facebook. If you're still watching this on Facebook, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. So if I want to see some numbers popping up in that queue. That way I can know that you guys are actually benefiting from this information. You know, this is a sacrifice. I have a wife and three children, but this is something that we need as a community. So this is why I'm doing it. Mr. Dockery has already given me the floor to be able to do these on Thursdays. So I want to hear from you. 657-383-0944. I'm going to give you guys the floor before I make some closing remarks myself. 312, you have the floor.
All right. So I think this was very, very beneficial for everyone. What they say, ignorance is bliss. And one thing that the man do to keep our people down is to put it in a book. And we got people out here that's willing to give us the knowledge that we need. And one thing that I'll say before I get off, like I said earlier, you can be a millionaire if you know what you're doing through the stock market and whatever the case may be. And the two most powerful aspects of America is Wall Street. Look at what goes on in society. We have natural disasters. We have the pandemic. We have all of these things that distract us from the reality, but yet America is, you know, scrambling to get the stock market up and running because that's a moneymaker, and whatever the case may be. I have one buddy who invested in the stock market $100,000, and he quit his job because he found a way of out of that $100,000. He found a way off of his interest to get $60,000 a year, just off $100,000. So every single year, he's living off of $60,000 because of the interest that's coming in through the stocks. I think that's phenomenal, and I think that's something that needs to be known and heard, because we can definitely do it. That's my last little 2 cents.
I agree, man. I appreciate that. That is nuts. Thank you for that. And I got 2 more people in the queue, so I'm going to give them the floor. But man, that is nuts. I'm going to leave with the remarks as well. 708, you have the floor.
Hey, yo, what up, Ben? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
What's up, bro? This is Marcus Sims, man. I was just hopping on real quick, man, before I just pulled up here at the studio, actually. You know, that was actually, and that kind of confirmed a couple of things, because I was kind of considering the mutual fund as well. So all that, I know Lloyd even from back in the day, too. I'll let you real quick, bro, before I go into the studio session. And you can call me in. I'll catch you on the rebound, you know, in a minute, though. Yep.
All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Marcus. Appreciate you. I'm glad that you were able to get something out of that. I'm glad you were able to that helped with some confirmations that you were thinking about. So that's what these conversations are for. These conversations is for us all to benefit from it. So that's what's up, man. Whenever you're ready to just come back in, you got the option and you got the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had another caller in the queue, but I think he left. But I'm gonna say it one more last time. 657-383-0944. I am your host, Ben Shelton Jr. We were discussing tonight the rule of 72 with our financial coach Justin Lloyd. Games that the banks play with your money. Things that ways that you can take your money and you can benefit and you can basically take control, because you know we were operating without the power, but now. Now that we got some information, now we can take this information and we can empower ourselves to do something about it. So I'm going to give the floor back open, 615-585. You have the floor.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great. I was just wanted to add, I've been listening to the show today, and it has truly been helpful, especially the question around 401k, because I've been investing. And I've already friended Justin for his help, and I wrote down those books because it truly have not been taught in our generation, or even I should say in our race, to discuss financial aspect in our life, even though it's so important, especially when it comes to credit cards and investments and things like that. So I just want to call in and say thank you so much for allowing us to get this information for free. I want to add that again, for free. And I'll definitely be able to call in again. And again, I'm truly thankful for this opportunity. Y'all doing a great job.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you said that. And I'm glad that you benefited, because that's why we do it. You know, all of these conversations, let me backtrack. This conversation that we're having here are conversations that I would have in general, period. So because I would have these conversations in general, period, I figured, why not have these conversations with you guys? You know, if there's information that I know that I can pass on, I'm definitely going to be willing to do it from now on. If there's information that I have, if there's information that my friends have, if I have people who know certain things, then it's important that I bring them on so that they can share it with you guys. As a, you know, this is a community effort. We're not going to do this all by ourselves, but as a community, if we're able to come together and have these conversations, then we can go further. We can go further than where we were before. We don't need to have people left behind. The only way you're going to be left behind is if you don't want to come along. And in that regard, we can't drag you to the, you know, can't make a horse drink, right? Drink the water. You got to come yourself and be willing to. So I'm glad that you guys are all doing yourselves a favor by having these conversations, because, like I said, this is just the first of many. The stock conversation alone, you know, caller 312, he touched on like 3 or 4 things that they have in layers. You know, we could talk about just that in detail alone, from option trade, from options, from buying, from shorting stocks, from longing stocks, from mutual funds we talked about. long-term investments. You know, there's so many different conversations with that just alone. Then we talked about a little bit about credit, you know, building your credit and getting your credit right, figuring out which credit cards and which kind of programs work better for you. I mean, there's so much that we can talk about financially and that we will be talking about. That's the purpose of having these conversations. We will be doing this. I mean, like I said, if you guys are already working in it and you already have friends that are working in it, let's do this. Let's do this together. You know, so this is the financial element of what we're talking about. We also going to have more on, you know, family. So we're going to have people, who are involved with families on how we can increase our family life. Or potentially for those that are looking to start families, how we can get our act together before our family comes about. And we're also going to be having conversations about our spirituality, you know, things that we can do to get closer with the Creator. So, you know, it's important that we are having these conversations together. I won't pretend to be the expert in all of these things, which is why I'll have people that are working in these fields, that are having these conversations. I know I'm definitely working in these fields, but I want to have people who are in these fields. So this is what this stuff is for. This is for you guys. This is for us. Together, we're going to learn. Together, we're going to get better. And I thank you all for joining. I thank you guys for just doing yourself a favor. Once again, hit up Mr. Lloyd, his number. I have it in the chat. You can message him on Facebook and you can get that free book. Please get that free book. It's going to teach you how money works. I don't care if you think you know about how money works. That's fine. Hear it from another source. Get that book so you can learn how money works. And also, it's a way to teach your children how money works. Like I said, I'm definitely going to learn it because I got a 5-year-old and I got a 3-year-old. The quicker they learn, the better. If they can talk, they can learn how money works. If they can ask you for some money to go buy a toy, they can learn how money works. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're doing as a community. So these are the conversations that we're going to be having. You guys have done yourself nothing but a favor tonight. This has been Talk Straight with Ben Shelton Jr., your host for the night. And we spoke with Mr. Justin Lloyd, who gave us some game. We also spoke with some of the callers that called in. It's been a pleasure for me. You guys have a good night. I will see you next week. Topic will be coming soon. As soon as I figure out how to end this live.